Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Monday, August 1st, Missions Monday, and it is the beginning of a new month. And so as we start out on this month, my prayer is that the Lord would continue to give us a love for His Word and a reverence for His work. We are beginning today with Deuteronomy chapter 18, verses 14 through 22, and I can get really excited about this passage. The title says, The Prophet, in my NIV version, and this passage is actually quoted, some of it, in Peter's sermon in Acts chapter 3. He is speaking to the onlookers when they heal the beggar who asked them for money. And he says, we don't have money, but what we have we'll give you. In the name of Jesus, walk. And then if you look at Acts chapter 3 and verse 22, it speaks about Moses saying, the Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me from among your own people. You must listen to everything he tells you, and anyone who does not listen to him will be completely cut off from among his people. And then it goes on to explain that this prophet ultimately is our Lord Christ. And so we're going to read these very words today in this passage, starting in verse 14. The nations you will dispossess listen to those who practice sorcery or divination. But as for you, the Lord your God has not permitted you to do so. The Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me from among you, from your fellow Israelites. You must listen to him, for this is what you asked of the Lord your God at Horeb on the day of the assembly when you said, Let us not hear the voice of the Lord our God, nor see this great fire anymore, or we will die. The Lord said to me, What they say is good. I will raise up for them a prophet like you from among their fellow Israelites, and I will put my words in his mouth. He will tell them everything I command them. I myself will call to account anyone who does not listen to my words that the prophet speaks in my name. But a prophet who presumes to speak in my name anything I have not commanded, or a prophet who speaks in the name of other gods, is to be put to death. You may say to yourselves, How can we know when a message has not been spoken by the Lord? If what a prophet proclaims in the name of the Lord does not take place or come true, that is a message the Lord has not spoken. That prophet has spoken presumptuously, so do not be alarmed. Let's move on to Psalm 66. For the director of music, a song, a psalm. Shout for joy to God, all the earth. Sing the glory of his name. Make his praise glorious. Say to God, How awesome are your deeds! So great is your power that your enemies cringe before you. All the earth bows down to you. They sing praise to you. They sing the praises of your name. Come and see what God has done, his awesome deeds for mankind. He turned the sea into dry land. They passed through the waters on foot. Come, let us rejoice in him. He rules forever by his power. His eyes watch the nations. Let not the rebellious rise up against him. Praise our God, all peoples. Let the sound of his praise be heard. He has preserved our lives and kept our feet from slipping. For you, God, tested us. You refined us like silver. You brought us into prison and laid burdens on our backs. You let people ride over our heads. We went through fire and water. But you brought us to a place of abundance. I will come to your temple with burnt offerings and fulfill my vows to you. Vows my lips promised, and my mouth spoke when I was in trouble. I will sacrifice fat animals to you and an offering of rams. I will offer bulls and goats. Come and hear, all you who fear God. Let me tell you what he has done for me. I cried out to him with my mouth. His praise was on my tongue. If I had cherished sin in my heart, the Lord would not have listened. But God has surely listened and has heard my prayer. Praise be to God, who has not rejected my prayer or withheld his love from me. Let's move over now to the book of 1 Thessalonians. We're in chapter 4, verses 1 through 12 today. And the title in my Bible says, Living to Please God. As for other matters, brothers and sisters, we instructed you how to live in order to please God, as in fact you are living. Now we ask you and urge you in the Lord Jesus to do this more and more. For you know what instructions we gave you by the authority of the Lord Jesus. It is God's will that you should be sanctified, that you should avoid sexual immorality, that each of you should learn to control your own body in a way that is holy and honorable, not in passionate lust like the pagans, who do not know God, and that in this matter no one should wrong or take advantage of a brother or sister. The Lord will punish all those who commit such sins, as we told you and warned you before. For God did not call us to be impure, but to live a holy life. Therefore, anyone who rejects this instruction does not reject a human being, but God, the very God who gives you His Holy Spirit. Now, about your love for one another, we do not need to write to you, for you yourselves have been taught by God to love each other. And in fact, you do love all of God's family throughout Macedonia. Yet we urge you, brothers and sisters, to do so more and more, and to make it your ambition to lead a quiet life. You should mind your own business and work with your hands, just as we told you, so that your daily life may win the respect of outsiders, and so that you will not be dependent on anybody. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. It is Missions Monday, so we want to be praying alongside our ministry partner, Living Hope South Africa. Now, on April 15th of this year, John and Victor Thomas, who lead out with Living Hope, came and they were a part of our podcast. So if you missed that, it is well worth your while to go back and hear their stories of how God is working with Living Hope. We also have the connection with Kelsey and Austin Kime, who work with Living Hope. And here are some prayer requests that the Kimes have shared with us. They just had a graduation from their recent group of boys in their early intervention group, and 7 of the young boys prayed to receive Christ as their Lord. And so we praise you, God, for this wonderful news. They continue to follow up to disciple boys from a previous group, and they pray that they would find continued support from families and from their school, and they're working on selecting a new group, so they'd like prayers for that as well. And then personally, they would appreciate prayers for their family, for Audrey, and for their marriage, and for balancing everything in a healthy way. Isn't that a wonderful prayer for us all? Let's pray together. Lord, thank you for the good news that the Kimes share, that 7 boys came to know you. We pray, Lord, that they would feel your presence and understand the great gift that it is to be a child of God. Thank you for the Kimes investing in the boys in this ministry. Please continue to give them fruitful work. Help them, Lord, to balance all that they have going on in their lives. And help us to do the same, Lord, focusing in on what matters most and remembering, Lord, that today is a gift. We praise you. We thank you. We ask, Lord, that you would continue to increase our love for one another. We pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen.